Breadbox Media programming is brought to you by introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, aka Father Nicholas. And that's right, I am reporting again from Da Bronx here in New York City. And for today's podcast, I wanted to focus on a specific reading that we heard this past Sunday, the 33rd Sunday of Ordinary Time, which was the second reading in particular, which is from the Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 11 through 14, if memory serves, and I think there's an extra verse involved too. And there was something within that reading, a specific word that came up that I wanted to talk about today, and that was consecrated. The writer of the Hebrews letter were reminding the people that we've been consecrated in the Lord, that we are consecrated people. And I don't think we spend enough time with this word in reflection to our lives of discipleship and etc. You know, I am a religious, I am a Carmelite friar, and therefore have, for lack of a better word, like a special consecration, you know, where I have made my vows before the Lord in front of the people of God, saying that I'll live out the vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience as understood and guided by the Carmelite order and charism under the obedience to my prior general. But yet, we as a whole, and I mean the whole as in all those that are baptized of the church, are consecrated people. Yes, in this special and unique vocation of being a consecrated religious, you know, a friar and etc., we are called to bear witness to the kingdom of God by our very lives here on earth as sort of prefigurements, prefigured manifestations of life in the kingdom and etc. But again, we've all been consecrated at birth. We've all been sort of lifted up out of the quote-unquote common use and set aside for a sacred use in our baptism. From the moment that we were baptized in the water and our head anointed with the sacred chrism, we have been set aside for the Lord. And that's why parents go through, particularly if they're having a baby baptized, they go through the process of becoming informed on what baptism is and etc., because they make promises that are meant to inspire them, but also to bind them in a certain way to raise their child in the faith so they can live to the fullness of the consecration in which is being put upon them through the faith of the church. And this is an important thing because one of the things we hear regularly about, but I don't think is really embraced enough in the heart, is the phrase, well, we're called to be in the world, but not of the world. And sometimes people that are zealots of the, for lack of a better word again, and I use that phrase quite regularly, but, you know, I'm just not a, I don't have a rolling dictionary of terms in my head, so I apologize about that. But, you know, I sort of have a progressive bent that, you know, this sort of hermeneutic of rupture, I want to do all these new things and et cetera. You know, in times I see their works and their labors as good and nice and wonderful as they are, but it's like, well, you know, is the church just an NGO? Is the church just doing socially good work in the world because that's what the church is meant for and does? Well, no. Because that mentality is one in which, you know, we are in the world and therefore of the world. And that's not us Catholics. We are of God, our consecration. We have been brought into a relationship with God and therefore are of God. And with this gift of our consecration, we go out into the world to bear witness to our God, out of whom we live, move, and have our being, but also are welcomed heirs into the Father's kingdom. As the Psalm 16 from the Mass this past Sunday reminds us, you know, the Lord is our inheritance, meaning that we are heirs of the Lord when we speak those words. And it's a great blessing to be consecrated and to bear witness to the one who has loved us first. And this idea of our consecration is, for, you know, again, a safety switch keeps us from, you know, falling into temptations of zealotry, thinking that we can, in our own sort of grandioso sense of self and our desire to become perfect, can make the world perfect. You know, this past Sunday we had Mark 13, a section from that where Jesus reminds us that this earth and the heavens will end, but his words will not. You know, we have to, resting upon and thinking about and going back to and meditating upon this gift of our consecrated life from our baptism. And my religious vows are an extension of that, a going deeper into that, not something separate of or apart from, but arising up from that baptism. So sorry if that was a little clunky, but sometimes people think there is something added on to baptism through a consecrated life of a religious, and it's not. It's an extension arising up of, but that's a side point. But we are a consecrated people in the world, set apart in a way as the people of Israel, meant to be of holy witness too. You know, the Israelites were never called by our Lord to go necessarily and to invade other places. You can say, well, they were brought into the Holy Land. Well, they were originally there via Abraham, but they left, and then they were brought back in to reclaim this holy place. But then after that, they never went into other countries trying to take them over. They were called to be a light that bears witness through their testimony of the love of the Lord. And we that are consecrated in the church via our baptism are called to the same thing. And I think if we spend time wrestling with this identity that we are the consecrated ones, that we are of God, I think this will help to safeguard us from these temptations of pride that will come along, thinking that we can, in our own little ways, make the world perfect, make heaven on earth, and eradicate poverty and all these sort of things. Because if we're not careful, this self-idolization corrupts all of our intentions, and what started out as a good idea can become quite twisted rather quickly. So, and before I end, I just want to apologize if I sound a little funny in this podcast. I'm fighting a little bug, so my voice is not the best. But thank you for sticking with me. I hope you found my words helpful and insightful to your day. Know that I'm with you, and know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. If you like what I'm doing here on my podcast, please make sure to click that subscribe button. And if you're on Podbean, click that little like button also. And if you like listening on iTunes, please leave a 5-star review and some words of guidance and support for us here at the Frank Fryer Podcast. It is really helpful. And if you want more of my content, you can go over to thefrankfryer.com. There at my website, thefrankfryer.com, you can find links to my Catholic Stand articles, blog posts, Catholic memes from the saints, and etc. And you can also email me through the contact page. Thank you again for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.